In response to the negative press coverage surrounding last year's uprising, local nonprofit Wide Angle Youth Media was inspired to document and share positive images of Baltimore youth. The resulting compilation, made possible in part by Maryland Humanities, shares photographs and essays showcasing Baltimore youth from more than 15 neighborhoods. Today, we hear from three Baltimore students who participated in creating and curating the book, Latrell, Raymond, and Imani, on how their experience affected them.
Being in the Wide Angle Youth Media program was a great chance for me and my friends to express ourselves. Living in Sandtown, you run into a lot of things you shouldn't have to at a young age. We had problems with police brutality, shootings, and theft. It takes a toll on our community. Sometimes you have to keep all the thoughts and anger you had bottled up because you have no one to talk to about it. When Wide Angle came to our school, it was a sense of relief. They allowed us to express ourselves and share our dreams. There are so many stereotypical things against my race, it's unbelievable. We're not the only race where stereotypes are placed, but I can only speak for myself as a 14-year-old African-American male. Many people think that all African-Americans play sports or want to be gangbangers. In the future, I would like to attend culinary school. Some of my friends want to be professional dancers or artists. Working on this book, I was able to express myself through words and pictures. I wish everyone everywhere could get this opportunity.
When I took the workshop with Wide Angle and was asked if I wanted to share my feelings about the uprising, I said no. I said no because I didn't want my words to be misconstrued and I didn't want to come off as bashing or supporting the protesters. I understood that the rioters were upset, but what I couldn't understand was why destroy your own neighborhoods and places you shop and find entertainment. When I was editing the book, I thought to myself, this is what I have to say. These photos will be my words. The rioters were painting this picture that all African Americans are thugs. But I'm not a thug. I'm the captain of the debate team at my school, and I started a gay-straight alliance, and I tutor students after school. I am a leader and an award-winning debater, and I wish to attend Yale, NYU, or Pace University. I am so proud and lucky that I had the chance to work on this book because it shows how far kids from our city may go.
This book was an opportunity for me to show how I really felt about what goes on in my community. There are a lot of problems, like the growing death rate of minorities, the drugs and gangs. These are things that my generation should not be exposed to ever. And I've heard negative thoughts about how we represent ourselves. I just want everyone to know those riots were us in a moment of weakness and pain, and that greatly misrepresented us as a whole. These workshops were a way for me to express myself visually and mentally about my feelings of our youth. Editing the 250-something photos for the book inspired me and also showed me that there are youth out there that really care about their community. Some of the quotes I read really showed the maturity and deep feelings that others felt, and I saw a lot of myself in them. For example, one of the quotes I saw stated, "I hope Baltimore recognizes the importance of voices being heard from not just the rich, but the poor as well. I hope the voices of the minority are heard and respected."
You can access the free online book at wideanglemedia.org/thisisbaltimore. The Maryland Humanities Council, now Maryland Humanities, is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.